Abbott's signing of the bill comes as the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to decide whether states can continue banning same-sex marriage. Outside the governor's mansion, Abbott said the legislation prevents pastors from being required to violate their religious convictions.
Whether or not pastors would be protected was an issue that came up during the Supreme Court argument. We wanted to put at rest whether or not there was any uncertainty whatsoever. So these pastors will know that no law, no court decision can coerce them to violate their First Amendment rights.
Abbott, who served as the state's attorney general, said that Texas's law would apply even if the Supreme Court decides states cannot ban same-sex marriages.
No decision by the United States Supreme Court can trump the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
During the last days of the legislative session, the bill won overwhelming bipartisan support in both chambers. At the bill signing, Abbott was joined by dozens of ministers from many religious denominations. That includes Kerrville pastor Greg Young, who supports the bill because he says he's seen firsthand how ministers are pressured because of their stand against same-sex marriage.
There's pastors that have been approached in states where this has been legalized and have had threats made against them with regards to it. I had vehicles that were destroyed simply because I put a sticker that said, I believe in marriage between a man and a woman.
Not every minister in Texas shares Young's point of view. Reverend Meg Barnhouse is the senior pastor at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. She calls the bill signing political theater.
Because I, as a pastor, have said no to marrying several couples in the past because of one reason or another. And any minister has the right to say no in terms of who they want to perform a wedding for. Really, any minister has those protections already.
Barnhouse says before she marries any couple, gay or straight, she meets with them several times to thoroughly examine their commitment to each other and God.
I try to figure out their relationship. I try to ask them how they met, and I try to ask them why would they want to get married, because it's not automatic. So there's a lot that goes into the decision to actually get married legally, and I'm curious about what that is.
The law goes into effect September 1st. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.